listening to the U-Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U-Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today I'm joined by our content editor, Dr. Christina Zimmerman. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. Wow, this is a study that will make you say, wow, wow, wow. Christ's return, living with the end in mind. And we're on session 5 today. The title is Keep Serving Faithfully. Now, we know that studying the Bible helps us to know about the end times and the return of Christ. And those topics can be interesting and very informative, but our primary focus needs to be on what Christ has called us to do right now. That's what this session is all about. Our passage is Matthew 24, verses 42 to 51.
All right. So our point for today is serve Christ faithfully as you wait for his return. So how should we serve as we wait for Christ's return? Stay alert. Stay alert. Verse 42. Therefore, be alert, since you don't know what day your Lord is coming. But know this, if the homeowner had known what time the thief was coming, he would have stayed alert and not let his house be broken into. This is why you are also to be ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So there it is, stay alert. And so, we have all kinds of, just gives a simple example of a homeowner and his house. We have all kinds of, you know, all kinds of devices with our houses right now, right? With security alarms and cameras and all this stuff. Why? Because we want to be alert. So sometimes I know that certain products have certain rings that you hear. And so sometimes I'm out with people and I hear these little rings going off, and I know that, that's their security system letting them know somebody's on their property, right? Because they want to be alert. Well, if we're that concerned about being alert about our physical property, how much more should we be alert about our spiritual selves? We don't know the day or the hour. We don't know when Christ is coming back. It could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be next year, it could be 10,000 years from now. We don't know. But what we do know is that we have to be ready. We have to be ready. So you don't lock the barn door after the horse is stolen. No, you lock the barn door so the horse won't be stolen. And so be ready, be alert, do what you need to do, fix up your life, huh? We need to get our lives in line today, now, because we don't know when the Lord is going to come. Be alert. What are you thinking, Christina?
Yeah, Mark, you know, these verses remind me of an experience I had when I was in college. I had just finished a practice, and this was down the street from where the college was, and I was walking with a friend, my purse on my shoulder. And slowly, this man was creeping up behind us. And before I knew it, he grabbed my purse and I held on to the strap. I held on to it as hard as I could, but he gave it one yank and my purse was gone. And he surprised me. You know, I don't think that I took the right precautions. I wasn't prepared for what I had experienced that time. I didn't have anything of value in my purse. The only thing that I had was my watch and a pair of socks. And of course, my ID was in that there as well. But that's all. No credit cards at that time. But the point here is that he surprised me and I really was not prepared. So that's what Jesus is saying here, that just like a burglar, Jesus will not advertise the time that he's going to come. Of course, that would be the extent of Christ's similarity to the thief. You know, a thief, like the thief that came up on me, steals what was not his. But Jesus will return to claim that which is his own. And so we need to stay alert. I don't know if I could have done anything different, because that guy, maybe I could have been more aware of my surroundings. Ladies, those are lessons for us to learn, that these people are everywhere. So be alert, but more importantly, stay alert for Christ's return.
All right. All right. You were surprised by the thief and he was surprised by your socks. All right. So let's move on. So what do you got to do? Remain faithful. What can we do? We can remain faithful. Look at verse number 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to give them food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom the master finds doing his job when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will put him in charge of all of his possessions. And so there it is. Our task is to remain faithful. We don't know. We don't know when Jesus is coming. We don't know what day or what hour, but this is the one thing we know we can do. We can remain faithful. And you know, faithfulness is a real sign of who you truly are, right? You're not faithful if you're only faithful when people had their eyes on you, right? You know, how many of you would want to be married to somebody, right, who was only faithful when you were watching, huh? Only faithful. You could only count on them to be faithful when you were around. That's not faithfulness. Faithfulness is the fact that whether I'm with you or not with you, you are faithful to the task or lifestyle or whatever that is that you are supposed to be living, or the task that you were supposed to be doing. So you're not faithful to your job and to your boss if you're only working when the boss is watching. No, faithfulness is all about doing what is supposed to be done, regardless of whether or not somebody's watching and has their eyes on you. So that's what we need to do. We need to remain faithful. And there are blessings. We won't get to them in this study today, but there are significant blessings that God offers to those who will remain faithful. All right, what are you thinking, Christina?
Right, and he said here, essentially what he said was the reward for faithfulness in the responsibilities is more responsibility. And just think about that. That's a joy to be singled out like that by Jesus himself and given responsibilities. I want to be found faithful, and I want to be that wise servant who is taking care of my master's business while my master is away. So may we be found faithful to the work that God has given us to do.
All right. So we must remain faithful, stay alert, remain faithful, and don't live for yourself. Ultimately, don't live for yourself. Verse 48. But if that wicked servant says in his heart, my master is delayed, and starts to beat his fellow servant and eats and drinks with drunkards, that servant's master will come on a day he does not expect him and at an hour he does not know. He will cut him in He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So here's the third thing. Don't live for yourself. Don't live for yourself. So if we get in this mindset, it says that that it's not going to be now, then we turn inward and selfward, and we start to just live for ourselves. But ultimately, it says that when we do that, we will get found out. How many times as a child were you found out, you know, by your parents when you were trying to hide something, be secret? Come on. How many times were you pulled over by a police officer when you were speeding down the highway thinking nobody was watching you? Come on now. So we will be found out. The scripture says, behold, your sins will find you out. And it says the tragedy in this whole thing is that it's not just a choice of accept or don't accept. It's not a choice like go to heaven or stay on earth. It's the choice is heaven and hell, right? Look at the end of verse number 51. It says that he's going to a place with the hypocrites where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Nobody talks more about hell than Jesus does in the Bible. And so, you know, sometimes people don't like us to have conversations about hell. People don't want to know that people will die and go to hell. But Jesus makes this point over and over again. And he says it is a place of utter torment, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Weeping is a sign of sorrow, and gnashing of teeth, maybe somebody has described as a sign that says, I missed it and it was that easy, right? So what the worst thing about going to hell is how easy it would have been not to go. Come on. What are you thinking, Christina?
Right. You know, hell is an uncomfortable subject for a lot of us to talk. We don't hear a lot about it, but we can't deny its place in God's word. And again, as you said, Jesus talked about it quite a bit. We must acknowledge that judgment, condemnation, and punishment await those who don't have Jesus as their Lord and Savior. You know, too, I ran across a quote and by no particular author, but it said, the most dangerous lie is not there is no God, not there is no hell, but the most dangerous lie of Satan is there is no hurry. So, you know, so I guess what is being said here is that it's no small thing when we take the coming of Christ for granted, and we just sit back on our laurels and we just don't try to do what God has called us to do. Our system, of work and our attitudes is that we're going to take it easy. Like the man who put everything in the barn, we're going to take it easy, and we're just going to, because Christ is not coming back immediately, and I can just relax. And so this is a way that we're living for ourselves. You know, there's work out there to do, and there are people who need to know this story about Christ. Sitting back on our laurels won't get that done. He's coming back, and our opportunity now is to share while he's gone so that we can encourage others to make Jesus the Lord and Savior of their life. You know, I think I've said this before. My prayer for my loved ones is that not one of them will face eternity apart from God. And I pray that almost every single day, and whenever I have an opportunity to speak to my loved ones or anyone else out there who don't know Christ, then I will speak up. Even in my quiet nature, I will talk about the gospel of Christ. So don't live for yourself. That's one of the the points that we're making here.
All right, so there it is. So just remember don't live for yourself, and this is what we need to do until Christ returns. So, Fran, thank you so much for joining us. If you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment, because Christina is going to give us a powerful teaching tip for today. But I do want to say, if you don't have the U Bible Study, you need to get your own copy of the U Bible Study curriculum. And you can find it at lifeway.com/U. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is designed with a urban and ethnic flair. It comes in paper and digital formats. It has a teacher's guide in the back of the book, so it's easy to be able to teach. You have everything you need to be able to teach it to others. A daily devotional guide to stay in the Word of God, a leadership packet to make your lessons attractive, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum, so that there's something for everybody and makes great conversation around the dinner table. All right, thank you so much. Christina, give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, our teaching tip for today is to keep your learners contributing. You know, sometimes when you ask a question as a teacher and an answer is provided by one of your group members, it may be a short answer like, yes, maybe that'll happen, or no. And they may even give a wrong answer. For example, if someone says, there are many ways to heaven, then don't respond with wrong. Respond with something like, you are so right that many people believe that, but we're going to learn the truth. And the truth is, there's only one way to get to heaven, and begin to clarify and pull the truth for them. Of course, you want to show them the evidence that there's one way to heaven, but you don't want to drop the conversation with just their answer. You want it to continue to clarify. And of course, don't shut them down just because they've given a wrong answer. And that's my tip for today.
All right. Thank you all so very much. What a powerful series of lessons this is. And we're excited to continue on. So join us again for another U Bible Study podcast, friend, because you never know where God will take you.